This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. It's Food Friday, and today we're talking about savory summer pies. Farmers markets are starting to fill up with fresh vegetables, and a summer pie is a great way to put them to good use.
Ian Knauer is back with us. He's the host of the PBS series called The Farm and the author of the cookbook by the same name. Ian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, I am a huge fan of pie and all of its permutations. When I think of savory pie, though, right away my mind goes to a quiche. What kinds of alternatives are there out there for savory pies that aren't quiche?
Well, all sorts of alternatives. Although I have to say, I'm not one to kick a quiche out of bed either. So I love a quiche for breakfast or brunch. But this week, I've been making cherry tomato pie. Because my cherry tomatoes are ready in the garden, even though the rest of my tomatoes are maybe a week to come. So this is a really fun pie. I take about 2 pounds of cherry tomatoes, and I have them, and I toss them with a little bit of mayonnaise, believe it or not, and a whole bunch of herbs and a little bit of cornstarch. And then I put them in a pre-baked pie shell and put that in the oven for about 45 minutes. And those cherry tomatoes sort of burst, and all their juices are thickened with the cornstarch, and you end up with this really incredible savory cherry tomato pie.
Wow. We're at a point where these vegetables are going to start bursting right off the plants there. Why are pies the perfect solution to putting those vegetables to good use?
Well, it uses up a fair amount of vegetable, too, because, like, zucchini is a great example of one of those vegetables where, you know, once you get one out of your garden, all of a sudden you have a dozen, mm-hmm. and you don't know what to do with them. You're just making zucchini bread for the rest of the summer. So zucchini is another one of those vegetables where I really like to put it in pies. And it is also a vegetable that is quite watery, so the way to make sure that it doesn't sog out your pie crust is to slice it super thin. So if you have one of those adjustable blade slicers, like a mandolin, this is the time to use it. So I like to slice it sort of paper thin and then make a thin layer of zucchini. A great pie is a zucchini cheddar pie. So that's one that I actually made last night for dinner.
Oh, well, what's in that one besides the zucchini and the cheddar?
Well, not much, actually. It's zucchini, cheddar, a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and then I like to sprinkle some thinly sliced hot pepper over top, so some chili pepper over top, just for a little bit of heat.
That sounds good, too. Well, can we talk about the crust for a minute? Because summer, I feel like the cooking should be a little easier. I shouldn't have to feel bad about myself, for instance, because I can't make a perfect pie crust. Is there a solution to a no-hassle pie crust here?
I think maybe one of the easiest crusts to make is an oil crust. So these became sort of famous in the 1920s, and the Wesson Oil Company started putting an oil crust on their label so that people would know how to make an oil crust. I actually like to make an oil crust with olive oil just because the flavor of olive oil is so incredible. So the way to do this is to take your flour. You start out with about a cup of flour, and then you add about a third of a cup of olive oil. You kind of work that in, and what happens is it starts to look like a regular pie crust. It sort of beads up, and the oil becomes kind of lumpy. And so you have these little pea-shaped lumps, which is also what you're looking for when you make a butter crust. And then you want to add a little bit of water and salt. So you end up adding about 2 to 3 tablespoons of water and half a teaspoon of salt, and you end up with a dough that looks just like a regular butter crust. You don't have to let that rest. You don't have to worry about having hot hands because you're not going to melt the butter. The oil is already liquid. And then you just roll it out, or you can even press it into your pie crust or your pie tin and just bake that off. It's a really easy and also delicious crust.
Okay, well, that sounds convincing. And that recipe is up on the Central Time Facebook page, by the way, as is the recipe for that cherry tomato pie you mentioned.
And you had shared a couple of other recipes with us, one for rough puff pastry and one for biscuit dough. What do we want to consider when it comes to the taste of the crust as we think about the other ingredients that are going to go inside the pie?
Well, that's a really excellent point. So that olive oil crust is great for the cherry tomatoes because olive oil and cherry tomatoes are a classic combination. I really like that rough puff pastry with the zucchini pie that I mentioned earlier, the zucchini cheddar pie, because you get this super flaky crust and a very tender cooked zucchini filling. So you have some nice contrast there. And then the biscuit crust that you mentioned is also one of my favorite. It is almost cloud-like. You get this really fluffy, biscuity bottom and top crust, and that's good for like a tomato and corn pie, which is another one of my favorite summer savory pies.
So is it kind of like a savory cobbler?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I never thought of it that way, but that's the perfect way to describe it.
All right, well, walk us through that one. What's in it?
So the biscuit crust has butter in it, so you're going to cut the butter in with your pastry cutter, or with your fingers is fine. You can even pulse it in with a food processor. And again, you're looking for those pea-sized lumps of butter here. You want some chunks of butter because that's going to give you a really nice flake to your crust. And then you're going to add some milk, and in with your flour, make sure you have some baking powder, which is what gives it some nice fluff there for your biscuit. This is kind of a wet dough, and it makes enough for a top and a bottom crust. And I like to roll it out between wax paper or plastic wrap so that you don't end up with it sticking to the counter, which, because it's a wet dough, tends to happen a little more easily. So to avoid that, just roll it out between some wax paper, transfer it to your pie tin, and then I like to fill it up with layers of sliced beefsteak tomatoes, some fresh corn kernels, and a whole bunch of herbs, and then top it off with even more cheddar cheese. I think you'll see a theme here. Cheddar cheese is something that I really like to bake into savory pies. And then that top crust, you roll it up in the same way between wax paper and put it right on top. Put some steam vents in there, and then throw that in the oven, about 400 degrees. And it doesn't take long, about 30 minutes. What happens is the biscuit dough sucks up all those tomato juices and gets nice and brown on top. And the tomatoes and corn, they're not super cooked. You just sort of cook the raw out of them. And they end up being this really refreshing treat. I love this pie when it's hot out of the oven, but I also love it cold, even for breakfast the next day.
Wow, that sounds fantastic to me. And I love the cheese in there. You know, it's Wisconsin. But Cynthia was wondering about the mayonnaise. Can you make the case for what the mayonnaise does in that pie?
Yeah, so this recipe is actually based on an old James Beard recipe and was updated by a food writer in the 70s called Lori Colwin. She did some really awesome stuff. She was a contributing writer for Gourmet magazine. And she put the mayonnaise in there. And what happens with mayonnaise is it sort of melts and becomes part of the sauce in there. It mixes with those tomato juices and the corn juices. You don't really notice it once it's cooked. But it sort of laces everything together. It does this magic trick inside the pie.
Are you convinced, Cynthia?
I'll give it a try. We'll see. You had also shared a recipe for eggplant lamb pie. Eggplant seems to be one of those vegetables that people either love or hate. But how do you use it here?
So the eggplant in this recipe is really an important ingredient. It cooks down and becomes the thickener in the pie. So this filling doesn't have any cornstarch or tapioca or flour in it. But the eggplant, of course, you know, eggplant gets so silky when it's cooked. And that's what happens here. So the eggplant breaks down and it sort of binds together the tomatoes and the ground lamb. And there's some really nice warm spices in there, too. You don't actually know, it doesn't taste like an eggplant pie, but the eggplant is what holds everything together in this pie.
Ian, this has got to be heading into the super busy time in your garden, and I know you do a lot of gardening on your family farm. Are you hitting that period where you're starting to get frantic and it's coming up fast and furious?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned last week, I walked through the zucchini patch and I thought to myself, oh no, it's starting. So I'm already giving this stuff away.
Well, feel free to give some away here in Wisconsin. I'm sure it would make the travel just fine.
So, Ian, thank you so much for joining us today for Food Friday. It was great to talk with you.
Oh, so great to talk with you both.
Ian Knauer is the host of the PBS series called The Farm, and he's got a cookbook out by the same name.
I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.